Hey everyone, welcome back to my channel. For those of you who are new here, my name is Sarah Boutros. I'm a relationship coach that helps women stop questioning their worth so that they can create more secure, fulfilling relationships. This is a space where we talk about all things relationships, whether it's improving the relationship that you have with yourself, learning how to set boundaries, how to express your needs, how to create secure relationships with others, and so much more. So if this is your jam, be sure to hit the subscribe button as there will be plenty more videos like this coming out over the next year. Okay, so today we're going to be talking about self-love and do we really need it if we want to create a healthy relationship? This is a question that I get asked by my insecure girlies all of the time because there is a narrative that is being pushed out that you have to love yourself fully before you can love someone else. And you have to be confident and secure in yourself in order to have a secure relationship. So I'm breaking it down. Is it true? The answer is complex. Because no, the truth is you don't need to love yourself fully to be worthy of or ready to have a healthy relationship. I've been in long-term relationships where I was so insecure and I completely hated myself. Some of them were extremely toxic and some of them were not. But what I learned through all of these experiences is that the level of love you have for yourself has a huge impact on the quality of your relationships. It's not the determining factor of your relationships, but it will bleed out in one of two ways. You'll either accept the kind of love that you think you deserve, literally tolerating bare minimum disrespect, neglect, and abuse because you literally think that that's what you're worth. Or you will struggle to fully receive the love that somebody else is giving you because you'll be too anxious, worrying about, are they going to leave? Are they going to cheat? Are they going to abandon me? And you're going to filter a lot of their behavior in the relationship through the lens of you not being enough. And if you do find somebody that does give you that reassurance and that love, you might become then addicted to it and make them your only source of that love because you don't have it for yourself. And this will happen because your brain is hardwired for survival. So you will do whatever it takes in that relationship to survive, whether it's always looking for the worst case scenario or clinging on to every little inch of love that you're going to be so scared to lose it. Does it mean that you should leave a relationship or not start dating because you hate yourself? No, it doesn't. Because we don't heal outside of relationships. We actually heal inside relationships. It is the biggest training platform that you will ever have towards moving into security. The work lies in how you decide to start showing up for yourself in your relationship. To understand this, let's break down what loving yourself actually means and how do you apply that in the context of creating healthy relationships. Loving yourself does not mean that you think you're the best thing since sliced bread. It means you understand your needs and boundaries and you communicate them. Even when it makes you feel uncomfortable. A lot of people will avoid this because they don't want to seem too needy or fear losing the relationship. But what happens in that process is that people only end up losing themselves, becoming resentful of other people and expecting other people to abandon them. Thing is, healthy relationships cannot exist without limits. They cannot exist without conversations about what makes you feel the most safe and loved. Because how can you truly feel loved by someone who doesn't truly understand you or know how to love you? How can they truly love you if they don't know you? There will always be an underlying sense of loneliness in your relationship if you don't allow yourself to take up space. Loving yourself also means finding joy and meaning outside of your relationship, creating a solid friendship group, exploring hobbies, doing meaningful work, and connecting with yourself on a deeper level. Your own personal fulfillment is one of the most important things to maintain in a relationship. Otherwise, you place the entire burden on the relationship to make you feel fulfilled. Why this is dangerous is because if the relationship crumbles, then so will you. Esther Perel says it so well that these days we expect one person to be our everything and to give us everything that we used to get provided from an entire village, right? So really looking into different buckets in your life and asking yourself, how do I gain fulfillment from many other areas, not just how do I stop gaining fulfillment from my partner, because of course you want to gain fulfillment from your relationship. That's one of the best things about being in a relationship. It's extremely fulfilling. So it's just how do we take some more of that energy from there and find it in other places as well. So we've got this whole beautiful, holistic, rounded buckets of fulfillment. Loving yourself also means fighting against the narrative that your brain is making about yourself. Spending the same amount of time, if not more, focusing on the value that you bring to the table and the amazing qualities that you have, as much as you spend shaming yourself and thinking about how you're not enough and what more you need to achieve and more you need to be. We all have a need for love, connection, and belonging, which means that any perceived inadequacies can be seen as a threat to that. And it just kicks us into survival mode. That's why the brain is constantly seeking out for evidence that you're not enough or that something needs to change, because it thinks that if it does that and it keeps ruminating over problems, it will be able to protect you from the abandonment and the shame. But the opposite of that is true. You need to, if you truly want to feel safe in the world, you have to look for reasons why you already are. I hope you can still hear me because my back hurts. Loving yourself also means respecting yourself. There was a reel by Sadia Khan where she was speaking to Matthew Hussey, and they were debating the difference between self-compassion and self-respect. And she said, self-respect is more loving because when you respect yourself, you will do the things that you know are good for you, even if they don't feel good. For example, you'll go to the gym, even if you're tired, even if you're unmotivated, even if it hurts, because you know that it's good for your health. You'll eat the salad instead of the pizza because you know that the salad is going to nourish you, whereas the pizza eaten on repeat is going to have a detrimental effect. And I love that. And I think it's so true that self-respect is doing the things that are good for you, even when they feel difficult. And you can look at it in the context of your health. You look at it in the context of your emotional well-being as well. So what are you feeding your brain? Are the accounts that you're following adding to your life? Or are they making you feel more insecure, more anxious? Are you surrounding yourself with good people? Or are you surrounding yourself with people who are constantly gossiping and complaining and emotionally dumping on you? Where do you need to separate? Where do you need to set boundaries? Are you making sure that you're taking up space and having your needs fulfilled? Because that's also going to be extremely important in terms of how you respect yourself and how you set standards for your relationships. On the flip side of that, what I don't agree with what Sadia says is that self-compassion keeps you stuck in things that don't serve you. But you need both. And self-compassion is a part of self-respect. Because when you are compassionate towards yourself, you are encouraging yourself. When you're compassionate to yourself, you're able to encourage yourself to grow from a place of deep love, not from a place of shaming yourself or hating yourself. Self-compassion is the medicine that you need to heal your inner child, because you cannot heal what you went through by using the same strategies that got you there. And what I mean by that is, if you were constantly dismissed, shamed, criticized, rejected by somebody in your life, doing that to yourself is only going to keep you stuck in the place that you're trying to get out of. If you think about those experiences in your life and you say, well, what is it that I actually needed in that moment that I feel would have made me a more secure, more confident, more loving person? And what you will find is that I needed validation. I needed reassurance. I needed comfort. I needed protection. And that is where you start feeding that self-compassion in for you, and giving yourself those things that you never received so that you can become the person that you knew that you've always been capable of being underneath all of that pain. And how this correlates to your relationships and creating healthy relationships is that when you set a standard for yourself where you treat yourself with kindness and respect, that changes the way that you relate to other people as well. Because if you're not operating from this place of deep fear and insecurity and feeling unworthy, you're going to be operating from a more empowered place for you and for the quality of the people that you decide to have in your life and the things that you will and will not tolerate in the relationship. So, yeah, to answer the question, to kind of summarize everything that I've said, you don't have to love yourself before you can have a healthy relationship. But working on loving yourself is the thing that is guaranteed to give you a healthy relationship. and to actually help you enjoy the relationships that you're in. So don't feel like you have to be healed or fixed or super confident before you find your person. You don't, but you can work on becoming that person. Whether you're single, you can already start working on that. If you're in a relationship, you can already start working on that as well and see how things change. I hope you found this helpful. If you did, leave a comment below. Tell me what your biggest key takeaway was. What are you going to start implementing tomorrow? And I will see you in the next videos. Exciting announcement that I am relaunching the podcast on this channel. So stay tuned for some really exciting guest speakers. We're going to be talking about communication. We're going to be talking about self-love. We're going to be talking about nervous system regulation, co-regulation with your partner, and so much more. So yeah, I cannot wait to share with you guys. Not really sure how else to end this now, but I'll see you in the next video.